Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. While at Farm Progress in Decatur, Illinois, just ahead of Labor Day, had a chance to visit with the incoming president of the National Corn Growers Association, Jed Bauer. He's from Washington Courthouse, Ohio.
Looking at the farm economy now, obviously growers across the country are getting in a pretty tough spot. As corn farmers, we've been pushing for higher blends of ethanol for years, higher octane levels. We're feeling very confident we can really push this E15 over the line. From there, we want to move on to higher blends of octane and ethanol levels. Another thing that's really important to growers and to us at National Corn Growers is the Farm Bill. We did part of it this summer. We're hearing good things that they're going to move and try to do the second half of it. But we've been years without a true Farm Bill. And, the extensions aren't working. The farm economy is not what it was. We have got to get something done to help our growers out. So we really want to focus on that, get that over the hill. As your growers know, there's so many things that affect us. Another thing we're looking really hard at and having conversations are our input prices. It's a real struggle. We need demand, but we also need to have our input prices in line. We used to see years ago, nitrogen, for example, would follow natural gas and corn prices a little bit, but it is out of whack. So we're diving into that, looking more, trying to figure out, what is the cause of this? What can maybe we draw a light on and say, hey, does this really help growers? Is this really helping the farm economy? So, things of that nature is what we're going to look forward to working on. Just so many things. And as popped up this past spring, the MAHA, Make America Healthy Again. We all want to make Americans healthy. But, we have these things every once in a while that pop up like that we have to take time and go back and say, well, no, your science that you're looking at isn't real science. All these products have been studied by the EPA and been studied for years and years, longer than I've even been alive. They've been proven safe time and time again. And, this is not going to help the American farmer. This is not going to help rural America. And we need to push back on those issues. And unfortunately, it takes time away from other things that we want to do. But somebody's got to be the voice, and we're there to do that.
International trade dynamics are a little out of whack.
Even though the markets aren't showing it, we're seeing record export numbers now. We need those trade deals. We need to get into countries we haven't been in. It's a worry to us that we might be on the verge of getting beat around the world by other countries.
Brazil
for one, yes. But the American corn farmer is the best in the world. We need to showcase that more. The administration needs to take us out and get us in front of these countries and let us explain why we do what we do, why we're the most sustainable, and build those deals so we can move more corn. Any form of corn, we need to move more of that around the world.
The next president of the National Corn Growers, Jed Bauer. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be back tomorrow.